Okay, we're on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara says that even though you're over Bal Ta'acher, but you don't, the carbon's still kosher. And we learn it from V'hoya B'chochet V'lo B'karbon Chochet. Gemara says, V'akati Midibinazay Nafka. You don't need to learn that halacha from B'chochet, but from Benazay. Tanya, Ben Azay Omer Oso, Mat Talmud Lomer, says by what's it called, by Pigul, right, Lo Yerotze, Hamakriv Oso Lo Yechoshe, says Oso, Talmud Lomer, Fishanemer, Lo Sa'achr L'Shalmo, Shomei Ani Af Ma'achr Nidro B'Bal Yerotze. Might think that what's it called, that a person who's Ma'achr is Nether, also the carbon is possible, just like by Pigul. Talmud Lomer, Oso b'lei rotsa, v'ein ma'achar nidro b'lei rotsa. Pigul is pasul, but not b'al ta'acher. So we learn it from this pasuk, that if you're over b'al ta'acher, it doesn't pasul a korban. Rashi, Oso ma Talmud Lomer, b'toris kohanim toni lo gavei pigul. Hu lo yirotsa, ha'makriv oso lo yichoshe. Right? But ma'achar nidro is not pasul. So why do I need the pasuk b'chochet? Ela b'chochet v'lo b'ishtechochet. Right? B'chochet is, if you're over Bal Ta'acher, you'll have the sin, but it won't be, it won't affect your wife. Sokodai t'chamin, ahoyal don Rabbi Yochanan, the same of Rabbi Lazar, ein ishto shel ova mesa, elim ke mevakshim menu mamon ve'ein lo. Person's wife, some of the times a person's wife dies, is because, Rashi says, gezel. That, what's it called, you ask money back that he stole and he doesn't have it to pay back, so his wife dies. Pashtus, it's going on, what's it called, on nether, Tosfos says. That he made a nether to pay something and you don't have the money to pay. So because of that avera, it could cause the wife to die. Not necessarily that's what causes her to die. She has her own reasons to die. But this chait in the husband doesn't give him the schus to save his wife. Because normally a wife wouldn't die because it affects her husband. But here, if he has this aveira, it's not going to prevent her from dying. Shneimar, im ein l'cholashalim, lo meyikach mishkovcha mitafdech. If you don't have what to pay, why should they take your bed from under you? And that's a euphemism for your wife. So, eima b'hai oven de bal ta'acher, no meyishto mesa. This is a similar kind of chet, bal ta'acher. Right, not paying your nedarim off on time. Kamash Malah, no, that not paying it off on time is doesn't have this effect on the wife. Rashi, no Rashi. The Rishonim explain, so how's it talking? You could always pay the nether back if you delayed it. So either it's talking in a case where you made up you're not going to pay it and then you don't have the money to pay. That's when a nether affects the wife. But if you just were ma'acher it, right, and eventually you paid it, then it doesn't affect the wife. Okay. Tana Rabban, Motzos Vasecha Zumitzus Ase. Right, Pasuk now, after that Pasuk, Bal Ta'acher says, Motzos Vasecha Tishmor V'yosiso Kasher Nodarta Nedova L'Hashem Elokecha. So now the Gemara is going to darsh in this Pasuk. Motzos Vasecha Zumitzus Ase. Right, that aside from the lav of Bal Ta'acher, there's a mitzvah saseh to do what you said. Rashi, motzos vasecha zu mitzvah saseh. The mistam ahachi omar kra. Motzos vasecha kaim. Do what you said. Okay? Right. So that's what's it called. That is the mitzvah saseh of paying your nether. Tishmor zu mitzvah lo saseh. Tishmor is a mitzvah lo saseh that if you don't do it, and you don't do it on time, you're over bal ta'acher. Okay, va'asisa, azor lebezim shi'asucha. Not only do you have to do it, but if you don't do it, bezim will force you to do it. Kashir nodarta ze nether. Right, that means it applies to a nether. Lashem elokecha, elu chatoz v'ashamos olos u'shlamim. Right, those are things that you have to bring, not that you volunteer to bring. Chatas Asham and Olus and Shlomim that are Achayev, Olus Ria, Shalmi Chagiga that you're Mechuyev to bring. Nedova Kemashmo, right? Nedova is where you don't say Hare Olai, but Hare Zu. Asher dibarta elu kotchi bedek habayis. What you spoke, that's when you donated things to bedek habayis. Beficha zu tzedaka. Picha refers to tzedaka, right? Tosus brings a pasuk yetsa mi pi tzedaka. So picha is an allusion to tzedaka. Okay, Rashi. Motzas vasecha zu mitzasei, the mistama hachi amarkram, motzas vasecha kaim, do what you said. Tishmar zu mitzas lo sasei, shalo ta'acher. That's a lav if you delay it. Ki rav avin am rav eloi, komakam shenemar hishomer pen va'al is a lav. V'yasi sal karcha, you're going to do it in one way or the other. Mikan azor lebezin lachuv, is a place that makar where bezin forces you. And some say we learn from here, all mitzas sasei. You don't want to make a sukkah. You don't want to eat matzah. So the chachamim are what's it called? The Beis Din is kofa you to do it. Either you do it or you get killed. Vashem elokecha kroy yiseiruhu l'drosha l'rabos dorish mechova. Anything that you're mechuyiv to bring. Beficha zutztaka kroy yiseiruhu dorish. Rashi says just the fact that it's an extra pasuk that we learn from there, beficha zutztaka. But like we said, Tosa says the word beficha is alluded to in the pasuk yetse mipi tzedaka. Okay. Omar Mar. Now the Gemara is going to go over all of these limudim. Motzas vasechas umitzaseh. Lomali. Why do I need to tell me in this pasuk there's a mitzaseh to bring your karbanos, to bring all these things on time? We have a pasuk that says beferish. Ubasa shama vadesim shama. Should go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring all the things that you have to bring. So that's the mitzvah sase. Why do we need another mitzvah sase for the same thing? Right? I mean, we have Vesem Shom and Nafka. Tishmar Zu mitzvah lo sase. Lomali. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me there's a lav of Baal Ta'acher? There is a lav of Baal Ta'acher. Milo Ta'acher l'shalmo Nafka. There's a Beferish and pasuk. It says lo Ta'acher l'shalmo. The Asisa Azor Lebezen Shiasucha. Lomali. Again, you know, why do you need this pasuk for? I know another place where it says that Beis Din forces you to be mekayim what you're chayiv. Miyakriv oso nafka, detanya. Yakriv oso, right, says by a, what's it called, by an ola, right? Yakriv oso, l'rtzono l'fnei Hashem. So yakriv oso, malamet shekofen oso, that you force him. Yochol bar koruch, I might think you force him totally against his will to bring the korban, tamad loma l'rtzono. Has to be l'ritzono. You don't bring a korban, not l'ritzon. Okay, so kofino such yom ritzon. You force him till he says he wants. And the Rambam explains that he really wants. It's just as Yetzirah is holding him back. So you beat away the Yetzirah, and his real ritzon comes to the surface. So Mara says, so why do you need all these psukim? We have a pasuk that tells me all of these halachas in a different place. So chad the omer v'lo afrish, v'chad the afrish v'lo akriv. One is talking where you said you're going to bring it, but you weren't yet mafrish it. So there's an iser of Baal Ta'acher, and there's an essay of Baal Ta'acher, and there's a chiyu for Bezin to make you do it, right, to be mafrish it. And the other case is where you were mafrish it, but you didn't bring it yet. So you need a separate essay, now bring it. A separate lav if you don't bring it. Utsricha. You need both. Diash minin omar v'lo afrish. If you only knew that there's a case of Baal Ta'acher and the essay of Baal Ta'acher and that you force you to do it where you said, you promised it, but you didn't yet, weren't mafresh it, because you didn't fulfill anything. You said what you're going to do, and you didn't do anything. So here, all these halachas apply. Aval afrish v'lo akrit, eima kohecha de'isei be'gazad rachmanisei. But where you already were mafresh it, you just didn't bring it. Maybe here there's no isurim, because wherever it is, it belongs to Hektish. So you didn't actually bring it. So what? But the Maisa, you already were mafresh it, you put it into the Rishus of Hektish, it's not so bad. So maybe these lavim don't apply. If we need a pasuk to tell me, afilu afresh, velo hevi, you're over all these isurim. The iashmin and afresh velo akrit, and if it only told me the case where you were mafresh it, but you weren't makrivit yet, to kamashi lagabe, because you're holding something that's kodesh back to yourself, that may be worse. Aval omar v'lo afrish ema dibura lo klumu. But if you promised it, but you didn't bring it, so the only thing you're doing is delaying, fulfilling what you said. So maybe that's not so bad. tzricha. Therefore, you need both cases. Rashi. Yakriv also pesach omleid. Yakriv also kroy yaseiru. Toksiv bereishi yakrivenu. So why do I have to say again, yakriv also? Right? So tell me that Beis Din forces you. Chad de omer alai velo afreshe. One is where you accepted to bring this korban, but you weren't mafreshit yet. So there's an isra about ta'acher in being mafreshit. Now it says, umi matzis amres, de omer velo afresh. How could you say that one of the psukim is talking where you made the nether, but you weren't mafreshit yet? V'ha nedova ksiva. One of the things that are mentioned in that pasuk is a nedova. A nedova, by definition, is where you were mafreshit. There's no such thing as being noder a nedova. Nedova means harizu. This animal's a korban. You're mafreshit. A neder is where you said harei alai. I'm going to be mafreshit korban. Then it's possible to say that you made the neder and you weren't mafreshit yet. But a nedova is where you specifically makdish something. You didn't accept the responsibility to do it. You makdish this thing. And therefore the difference between a neder and a nedova is that a neder, if the thing that eventually your mafresh gets lost, you have to bring another one, because the chiyuv's on you. But a nedova, if the thing gets lost, you're not chayiv to make it up, because you specified this thing. Usnad, ezeu neder ha'omer harei olai, o ola. The ezeu nedova ha'omer harei zu ola. Uma bein neder l'nedova, neder meso nignav chayiv achriyuso, nedova meso nignava eino chayiv achriyuso. Right, so how is it possible that the pasuk should be talking where you were noder and not mafrish, and yet it mentions nedava? Nedava is impossible to be noder and not mafrish. The whole idea of a nedava is you're mafrish. Omar Rava Mashkachas Lakigon to Omar Harei Olay Ola Amanash Eini Chayev Bachriyusa. You said I'm mekabel myself to bring an ola, but I'm not going to be chayev in achrayah. So basically what you accomplish is it's a nedava. So you made a nedava in the way that you normally would make a nether. And Tosu says, l'chora, why isn't it masla mashikosu b'torah? The Torah said a nether, you're chayev in achrayah. And you're saying, I'm not. Because the Torah never said a nether is chayev in achrayah. There's no gzeris hakosu, right? That nether chayev achrayah. The way you said it, you're mechayiv yourself b'achrayis. Since you said harei olai, so you accepted the responsibility on yourself. The meila, if you were mafresh something and then it got lost, you chayiv to make it up. The chiyuv's on you. But if you specifically said harei olai, but I'm not mekabel achrayis, that's fine. You're not going against the Torah. Torah never said that when you say harei olai, you have to have achrayis. Torah just said if you said harei olai, you didn't say anything else, that automatically means achrayis. But if you specify you don't want the achrayis, no problem with that. Rashi, because it Maisa now has the din of a nedava, that you're not chayiv achrayis. Rashi, v'ha nedava k'siva, u'bikro d'bal ta'achar nomi, ravinan le'bikzer shava. Pasuk b'al ta'achar also says nedava. So how can one be talking by omar v'lo afrish? Nedava is impossible, omar v'lo afrish. Meso nignov, im hifrish shalachar zman. If later on you were mafresh something, and then it got lost, and you made a nether, you chayiv achrayis. Mashkachas lo da omer v'lo ifrish v'havi nedava. How's it possible that something where you said and you weren't mafresh and still in nedava, go on to omer harei olay ola menas she'achshir fena lo es chayiv achrayusa. You said I'm going to bring an ola on the condition that when I'm mafresh it, I'm not going to be chayiv achrayis. That's called a nedava. Right, since you're not chayiv achrayis, and that, but on the other hand, it's still omar v'lo afresh. Okay. V'ficha zu tzedaka, omar rava, utzedaka mechayiv olo la'alter. My time, adokam yanim. Rava holds that tzedaka, you're chayiv immediately. Because if there are aniyim around, you don't have three regalim, only karbonis you have three regalim to bring. But tzedaka, you have to do immediately. So some say, that's only the essay. You're over immediately, right? But the lav, you still need three regalim. Others say you're over the lav immediately by tzedakah, as long as there are aniyim around. If there aren't any aniyim, then you have three regalim to separate it or to look for aniyim. Right? Then there's still three regalim. According to some Rishonim, the Indian of three regalim still applies to tzedakah if there aren't aniyim around when you separated the tzedakah, when you made the neder to give the tzedakah. Then you have three regalim to look for aniyim. If there are aniyim around, as soon as you made the neder, you have to give it, except you can hold it to give to a choshuva ani, or a good ani. Right? You don't have to give it to the first person that comes along on the street. You can decide who to give it to, but you have to be involved in giving it immediately. You have to actually give it immediately. But you have to be involved in giving it immediately. You can't just delay it. Pshita, ma'u desema, kiven di binyona de karbonos ksiva, ad da avri ala gimel regalim, ke karbonos kamashman. What's the chiddush? Of course, if there's aniyim, and you made an edit to give tzedakah, you mechuyev to give it right away. Now, and I think since it's in the parasha of karbonos, and there it says gimel regalim, that you have gimel regalim, even if there are aniyim around. Kamashmalah, no. That's it's la'alter. And those who hold that it's never gimel regalim, you're always chayiv to at least give it to the gabbai, give it to somebody. Be mafreshik. So gimel regalim doesn't apply to tzedakah at all, according to those who shown him. What it means is, the Torah says, you have gimel regalim, by gimel regalim going to be over on baltacher by everything. And some things you'll be over before that. But by gimel regalim, you're going to be over by everything. Not everything, though, do you have till gimel regalim, according to those who shown him. Kamashmalon, hosum du talinu rachmona beregalim, avalhochalo, to hashrichi anim. When did the Torah say that baltacher is dependent on regalim karbonos that you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash? But tzedakah, if there's aniyim around, there's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, there you're over immediately.
What about the brass before that says you have to give more regalim?
No, so that's talking where there's lokai me'aniyim. Or like I just explained, actually, I told you what it means. It says gimel regalim means that's the most you have for anything. Tzedakah, though, you're over before. But the gimel regalim applies to all of them that by gimel regalim can be over on, just explain, going to be over on all of them. Some you'll be over before gimel regalim, but some you have till regalim. Or it's talking, according to those we've shown him, where there's no aniyim around. Then you have till gimel regalim to find aniyim. Okay. Kiven de be'inyona de karbonos ksiva lebal ta'acher. Right, I might think that tzedakah, which is included, is also gimel regalim. Kamash v'lano, if there's aniyim around, then you're over immediately. Omar Rava, kiven sha'over alav regal echad over be'esei. Right, even though you're not over bal ta'acher till three regalim, according to those shitas that hold you need three regalim or kesidron or whatever, you're over the essay immediately. Okay, according to everybody, you're not over alav till gimel regalim, but you're over the essay immediately. Neisvei, heid Rabbi Yeshua v'rapapayis avlad shlomim sheyikrav shlomim. Right. Rav Yoshua and Rav Papayas were made that if a shlomim gives birth, that the child is also brought as a shlomim. Om Rav Papayas, ani meyed, shahoy solonu para shal zidchei shlomim, we had a para of a zidchei shlomim that was pregnant when it was, nifrash, right? And it gave birth subsequent to that. The achalnu of the Pesach, and we ate the mother on Pesach. The achalnu vlad the shlomim bechag, and we ate the vlad, which was a shlomim, on Sukkot. So bishlam of the Pesach lo akrivua emer de mechusas manavi. Maybe they didn't bring the vlad on Pesach because it was born, right? What's it called? After Pesach started, and it wasn't 8 days old by the time Pesach finished. So you couldn't bring it that first yontif because it wasn't ready for bringing. You have to wait 8 days before you can bring a korban. According to you, that you're over an essay, the first regel, they should have brought their shlomim immediately, what's it called, on Shavuos. Not waited till Sukkot. Right? How did they wait? V'avri yalav be'essay. They're over an essay. If you learn that the essay also is until three regalim, so they had till Sukkot, till next Pesach to bring it. But the ma'aseh, if you're over an essay immediately, they should have brought it on Shavuos. Om Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava Kigon Shohayachol Batzeres. The animal was sick. You're not allowed to bring a sick animal. It was sick on Shavuos, so they couldn't bring it till Sukkot. So they weren't over anything because it was an onus. Rav Ashi Omer, Mai v'achal nivlo b'shlomim b'chag, diktoni chag ha-shvuas. Chag means the next yontif with shvuas. The idach, why didn't he say that answer? Why didn't he say the answer was sick? Kol hecha, diktoni pesach, toni atzeres. Wherever it says pesach, it calls shvuas atzeres, doesn't call it chag. Chag is sukkos. Rashi. Over the essay, al ha-korban, the sivu, bosa shoma, as soon as you come, Bahavesim Shoma, you have to bring it. So the first yontif, if you don't bring it, you're over an essay. And we said a few days ago, there's a machlokas we've shown them, whether you're over an essay every second after that, go back and bring it, or once the regal's over, the essay's gone, and there's no essay every day. If you didn't bring it during yontif, you're over an essay once, and now the next yontif, there'll be another essay. Over Beshal Korban, okay. Ubal Vlad Shlomin, Shehifrish Behema Muberis. Either you were mafrish a maktish, an animal that was pregnant, and a shlomin could be a nekeva. O Ibra La'acharikisha, or it became pregnant after you were maktish it, the Vlad has to be brought as a shlomin. Mechusizman, Shemelo Ovro Leshmon Yomin. So, no question why they didn't bring the Vlad on Pesach, because maybe it was born and it wasn't 8 days yet. Old that you could bring it as a korban, but why didn't they bring it on Shavuos? Shoyachol, the Gemara says no, because it should have burned on Shavuos because you're over an essay if you don't bring it the first yontif. So it was sick. And Tulsa says we learned from Psukim that a zaken cholen mezuam, an old animal, a sick animal, you don't bring as a korban. Called hechadik tani pesach, the boy lemisnei basrei Shavuos tani atzeres velochad. Wherever it says pesach, the next yontif is always called atzeres, and sukkos is called chag.